This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Good evening. This has been a rough week for me, but that's okay. It's rough in a good way. But coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Okay, let's get into some stuff. Before I give you the grim punchline, let me give you a little bit of a backstory. A deranged man, a deranged person, murdered two men and critically injured another in Portland, Oregon this past Friday after they intervened to stop his ugly harassment of two young Muslim women on a train. These heinous killings were immediately condemned, and the Good Samaritan's courage was rightly hailed as an example of American greatness. But elements of the left then quickly got to work, linking the bloodshed to Donald Trump and political rhetoric that they oppose, a classic and insidious sort of end-of-discussion tactic, which is designed to toxify and then stifle free speech. The city's mayor made this intention explicit, invoking this really bad incident while urging the federal government to shut down a pro-Trump free speech event scheduled for next week. Coming from the AP, the mayor of Portland, Oregon, on Monday urged U.S. officials and organizers to cancel a Trump free speech rally and other similar events, saying they are inappropriate and could be dangerous. You know, free speech rally, appropriate. After two men were stabbed to death on a train as they tried to help a pair of young women targeted by an anti-Muslim tirade. Mayor Ted Wheeler said he hopes the victims will inspire changes in the political dialogue in this country. But it comes amid a wider debate in the U.S. about the First Amendment, often in leftist cities like Portland and Berkeley, California, and on college campuses where violent protests between far-right and far-left protesters have derailed appearances by contentious figures. Well, there's a bit of false equivalency there with the Associated Press in that in that last statement about the far right, far left. It's the left that has been entirely responsible for derailing appearances by controversial speakers, not the violent protests between the groups. The far right has an occasion, or on occasion, they fought back against the leftist intimidation army of thugs and goons, but this is a fight that the left has picked over and over and over again, and culpability is not equally shared here. Number two takeaway, even if the Portland killer had been wearing a Make America Great Again hat as he railed against Muslims and stabbed two men to death, his crimes stand alone, and they would not be a legitimate reason to infringe on other people's rights. This man alone is responsible for his violence, not the words of others, even if those words could reasonably be categorized as some sort of hate speech, which is it's a new thing. There's actually something called direct incitement, which is a much higher bar, in where speech can cross into unprotected territory. How would the left respond if a Republican politician tried to shut down a Black Lives Matter rally because someone tangentially tied to that movement had recently murdered a police officer? The old shut up for safety meme is very rarely a compelling argument. Third takeaway, despite many on the left rushing to implicitly and explicitly attribute the stabbings to Trump and the atmosphere that he has created, turned out this guy was a Bernie Sanders guy. He liked him for president, but he had high praise for even farther left Jill Stein in social media posts that point to his environmentalism. He stated publicly that he could not bring himself to vote for Trump, and he also has gone on wild rants against Christians and Jews. And he doesn't like Muslims. Who does he like? I don't know. So, in short, leftists, he's one of yours. This man's is yours. He's your man's. It's not our man's. He's your man's. If we're playing by these demagogic scorekeeping rules, this man's, he's your man's. And should some upcoming Bernie Sanders speeches be censored or postponed in order to keep his backers from killing people? Because after all, promoting the Vermont senator's opinions might be inappropriate or dangerous under the Mayor Wheeler's standards, right? Fourth takeaway. Time and again, instances of right-wing violence cited as a pretext for partisan bullying end up not being right-wing. And one memorable lowlight was leftists trying to pin the 2011 shooting on Arizona Representative Gabrielle Giffords on stuff that Sarah Palin was saying and conservative rhetoric on talk radio. And the massacre was actually carried out by an apolitical nut. But, another example, it featured a cretin who shot three young Muslims to death in North Carolina in 2015. Brutal killings that were quickly hung around the necks of conservatives until the gunman turned out to be an avowed atheist and a devotee of Rachel Maddow and the Southern Poverty Law Center. So that capital N narrative dried up very quickly. And now we have this Portland misfire that they've tried to hang around the necks of conservatism and that cause and Trump and his atmosphere that he's created. The plan, apparently, is to spray these slanders around like feces in hopes that one or two will actually fit the predetermined storyline and stick. But at the end of the day, it's sort of horrible, and it's really cheap to draw some sort of tendentious tie between your political opponent's words and the actions of unstable criminals. Now, isn't it, leftists? The point of this climate of hate, guilt by association, is to delegitimize the other side, right? That's what it's really about. And the players of the other side without bothering with actual arguments or actually, getting out there debating something like that. I don't know. It's much easier and lazier to say, see, these people are dangerous. This sort of reflexive demonization is repugnant, especially when it's overly employed to justify curbing fundamental rights. It looks even worse when you prematurely tar the other side for an atrocity actually committed by one of your own. And, It's quite embarrassing, but I'll leave you with this from Twitter. Michael at Oman Reagan on Twitter. The U.S. free speech myth is toxic. There are laws restricting hate propaganda in Canada. You know what? Canadians are not less free. And then, if Donald Trump had been running for office in Canada, he could have been charged with a crime for his hate propaganda. All of that is lining up like Jeopardy, isn't it? It's like, hey, I'll take a self-defeating tweet storm for $800, Alex. I wonder how much that free that man would feel if he was sentenced by a hypothetical Trump-appointed commissar for his hate propaganda against the president. That hate thing, that always works both ways, doesn't it? Especially when you're trying to paint somebody. Because you can't get out there and do it kinder or gentler now, can you? You have to do it with a great deal of venom. But all that's okay. Don't fear, leftists. Medicine is coming. The time is coming to where your pain will be put away. It's a very subtle, moving conservative storm front. And you're standing in the way. When we get back, everything they're trying is not working and the left is freaking out. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Look at that. You would think they get it. You know, they're sentient beings, right? The left. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. Defense, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I want you to pick out anybody you would consider to be a normal person and get out there and let them watch the leftist freak out. And then get his analysis on it. It should go something like this. Yeah, I'm convinced that severed Trump head that Kathy Griffin is hauling around, it really makes you think. I'm sure it does. Normal people are out there thinking, thank you, God, for helping America dodge the drunken, malignant bullet that the left fired at us. But then, nothing that they have done since last November's humiliation has sought to expand the Democrats' constricted base to include us normal people. You would think they would want to. We're numerically superior, right? Instead, everything they've done seems designed to appeal to the coastal snobs and the welfare cheats who are already committed to the leftist fascism, and to demonstrate to everyone else how right we were to reject that pantsuited Chavez wannabe. Now, when you watch what they're doing in response to normal America standing up and asserting the right to govern ourselves, you see the progressives making the loser's choice at every turn. Right now, they're still concocting the elaborate Russian fantasy. Any day now, any day, I expect somebody to stand up and demand that Trump make Moscow General Hospital release his original birth certificate. Or to applauding performance art designed to make regular people gag they choose wrong. And we can safely point this out because they're too smug and or stupid to listen. This is not a new thing. A few years ago, it was their collective swoon over the scuzzy shenanigans of over those filthy lowlifes of what was called the Occupy movement. But that astroturf farce was only a movement to the extent that the progs imagined that footage of this coterie of clowns executing bowel movements on top of cop cars was going to win over normal people. When I saw it, I was sold. But yeah, that didn't really work. So the next brainstorm was to decide to refuse to recognize the results of the 2016 election. No doubt the people who left the Democrats would be convinced to return to the party that has made its centerpiece hashtag the resistance to what those voters voted for. And how better to appeal to the regular folks who chose Trump over pantsuit than why let's have thousands of hideous crones wearing hats evoking naughty bits march around talking about how working class men are bad. The naughty bits beanies. That failed too. And have you seen any of those lately? That's like the La Macarena of our time. When you're going to put representations of lady parts on your pointy little skulls, somehow you fail to make normal Americans think, these are sane people and I should take one of their brochures to learn more about their political teachings. When that didn't work, then they got into the Russia kick, and it was sure great to see them finally take the side of the USA against Russia for the first time since McCarthy. Now, Tail Gunner Joe had some trademark sanity and smarts that he brought to the table with him. That doesn't help with the left. It doesn't help that the Russia mania media reports are always 99% baloney either. Anonymous bombshells like Trump planning to give Putin our missile codes in order to nuke Planned Parenthood always end up being walked back to something like Donald Trump once watched Rush Hour 2 on pay-per-view and totally laughed more at Jackie Chan than Chris Tucker because he's a racist. But all this Russia spazzing doesn't create a job. It doesn't address the underlying issues that led people who could have been voting for pantsuit to diss her. So especially after 12 months with no leaks of damning evidence and the reluctant admissions even from leading Democrats that there is no evidence of Trump loves Putin because treason at all, damning or otherwise. No one cares who wasn't already offended to the core by normal people daring to make themselves heard last November. This is an insane political Sasquatch wandering out of the woods every once in a while to insist that she actually won the election. That does not help. That's Hillary today. Which is why we should heartily encourage her to continue her bizarre quest for the presidency. And it might just work. She does finally win in 2020 on the new prequel to somebody's novel. I'm not sure. It'd be fiction. Lately, the left have tried some new tricks. One is to feign a newfound dislike of violence. There was a Republican that was smacking around a reporter. That's the worst thing on the earth. Then the aforementioned Kathy Griffin art piece rises from her cesspool of obscurity with a pic of her holding Trump's bloody noggin in eager expectation of the leftist acclamation. Because, well, it's Trump after all. Nobody bought this, including Chelsea Clinton. So, it's just interesting. It's just interesting to watch these guys fail every time. The funniest leftist pose is patriot liberal, and that's their newest thing. They start talking to you about honor and patriotism and country first and the flag, but they do it hilariously awkward. Like how a slow child walks for the first time. They're just not used to taking America's side, or more accurately, pretending to. But none of this is working, and the numbers are not shifting. Trump remains about as popular as he was on Election Day, and the leftists isolated in their coastal echo chambers just don't understand that normal people really don't get upset when our president tells the deadbeat Germans that before they'll spend their money on rape-inclined foreigners, they need to keep their word to the people whose blood and treasure defends them. Do you think the American people are going to get upset because the Euros are pouting about Donald Trump demanding that from the Krauts? You probably never met a real American now, have you? Only rich fellow Americans must pay their fair share, but we're awake. We are woke to the okey-doke. We know we're supposed to be on the marks, and we just aren't playing along with the scam anymore. So get over this part of it. We get that the media lies. We get the left's only concern is their own power. And they just can't stand the part where we're just laughing our collective fourth point of contact off looking at them. I guess I sort of get that. I don't know. But I mean, it's just funny. But we're going to pay some more attention to Kathy Griffin when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Barron Trump is 11 years old. He is a child. He's the child of the president. He saw the art piece of Kathy Griffin holding up the depiction of his father's decapitated head covered in blood. And rightfully, he was traumatized by it. Now, Kathy Griffin is a D-list celebrity. What is a D-list celebrity? A D-list celebrity is somebody that might show up on Those Were the 80s, along with Leif Garrett and Danny Bonaducci and Tanya Harding. Those are D-list celebrities. They were famous or notorious for a moment. And, I mean, if you look at the three I just mentioned, they all of them seem sort of storied, don't they? So, here we have a D-list celebrity, although she has a few, she had a few 21st century gigs that she was working at right now, but she's been fired from them. President Trump wrote on Twitter, Kathy Griffin should be ashamed of herself. My children, especially my 11-year-old son Barron, are having a hard time with this. Well, the photographer of this, his name is, he's a pilgrim named Tyler Shields, and said he and Ms. Griffin were hoping to create a bold statement. He told Fox News, that's what art is meant to do. Some people look at it and they love it. Some people look at it and they hate it. I understand there are going to be people that hate this. It's very, a very touchy subject. But this is not real. We didn't kill anybody, nor do I feel anybody should be killed. Well, that's, I'm drawing all kinds of comfort from that, Tyler. I would really like to know your capability as to how you would kill someone to where you feel like you need to make that statement. You probably don't really have any, is what I would guess. The cable newsers seemed to shrug it all off. MSNBC's Morning Joe said it was not a story worth covering. What if Kathy Griffin had been holding the disembodied head of Barack Hussein Obama? What about then? I mean, I know it's sort of a cliche, but that needs to be said. The hypocrisy of the left needs to be exposed, and it must be exposed. And Ms. Griffin is no stranger to the cable news network. She has been the co-host of the CNN New Year's Eve coverage with Anderson Cooper since 2007. That show is known for its vulgar content and sexually charged innuendo. Mr. Cooper denounced the faux beheading, calling it clearly disgusting and completely inappropriate. When this one came out, when this particular piece came out, CNN had not made a decision, but since then they had fired her. Ms. Griffin has since apologized for her act of artistic savagery. But sincerely, I have to question how sincere you are with it. But I'm going to give her credit where credit is due, okay? This one photograph encapsulates the unbridled fury and the visceral hate of the progressive left towards those on the right. Trump is merely a metaphor for you. Trump is the representation of you. Trump is the one that you voted to put in place because he was going to do what politicians don't do. And it may not be happening fast enough for you, but he is doing what politicians don't do right now. I mean, just the mere thing of what happened with NATO is unheard of. That is beyond decorum. But we have gone a long time needing to get away from decorum anyway. Because decorum is actually another phrase for political correctness, in my view. But that's how the left feels about you. They don't care if they're holding up your bloody head, as long as they get their way. This is more evidence of the political and cultural jihad that they're waging not just on Trump, but on all of us gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables. I like photography. I like videography. I like the power of imagery. And imagery tells a story, or it exposes a point. Okay? This is why they say sometimes a picture is worth 1,000 words. And in this case, it most certainly is worth 1,000 words. But this is indicative of what they're willing. Are they willing to go around and decapitate us? No, they're not willing to do that. They think there's other people that they could get to do that, though. They think there's other people they could get to do that. And that's the funny part. That's the funniest part about it. Because when they're out there and they're wanting to disarm us and they're wanting to stifle us and keep us from speaking and everything else, the very police that they throw under the bus are the ones they're going to have to look to do it, because they're not going to do it. You're not going to see Charles Schumer measuring himself for a plate carrier, trying to decide between a single-point sling and a two-point sling, trying to decide between a 45 and a 9mm for a sidearm. You're not going to see that. They expect somebody else to do it for them, which is the funniest thing of all. But we should thank Kathy Griffin for exposing this, because there were plenty of people that came to her defense or that ignored it altogether. And that's the part that is the most demented, defending this, getting out there and saying, well, you know, it's just art. It's performance art. Well, I don't even know what network plays those were the 80s or whatever it is with all of those comedians and the D-listers, but that's where Kathy needs to go now. Although, don't be surprised if she doesn't end up being a guest host on Saturday Night Live or something. This is the kind of thing that some of these people, this will gain her notoriety. And she'll make money. If anything, she has just increased her bankability in Tinseltown in New York City. So, hey, good on you. The only problem is that most of, I don't know, I'm not going to Hollywood, and I'm not going, well, I might go to New York City, but I won't be there long enough for anybody to notice. And all of you, all of you just, all of you leftists, you just need to get a grip on things. You need to get a grip on things. Wanting to go to violence is a really bad thing, especially when you're not violent. Going to violence out of emotion, that's a recipe to lose. So keep up that with that, would you? Mitt Romney has resurfaced. I don't know why. We'll examine that when we get back.
Certain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
I don't know really why Mitt Romney would show back up, but he has. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Trump is going to pull us out of the Paris Climate Agreement. That is inevitable. It doesn't matter that Tillerson wants to stay in it for I don't know why, or Ivanka Trump thinks we should stay in it. At the end of the day, the president wants us to come out of it. We'll be coming out of it. Mitt Romney thinks we should stay in it. Mitt Romney is part of that club. It was my turn. Hillary Clinton was part of that club. But she, I mean, even though it was her turn, you know, in 2008, Barack Obama came out of nowhere and knocked her out of the way. Then when it was her turn again, Bernie Sanders almost knocked her out of the way. So she has a hard time with it being her turn. But Mitt Romney falls into the same category as Bob Dole and John McCain. Perpetually seeking the nomination, finally getting it, and losing. So for those that get out there and say, well, I was a Republican nominee for my for the presidency and such and such, that means you lost. Okay, I don't know that you would brag about it. I had to hit the sneeze button, excuse me. He's been tweeting. I guess because Trump tweets and, you know, if it works for Trump, it must work for everybody, so I'll do it too. He's been tweeting because he supports the Paris Accord. And he says it will help assure that America will remain a world power, which is inevitable, Mitt. Don't you get that part of it? Do you understand that part of it? We can shoot a missile out of the sky with another missile, which is, that's a lot harder than it sounds. We will remain a world power. White House Counselor Steve Bannon wants the U.S. out because of what it would do to the nation's economy. And that's the thing about all climate change schemes. It would do something to the economy. Climate activists like David Arkush, they're worried that the U.S.'s withdrawal from the Paris Accords will make it harder to prevent global warming. He said, in an administration that seems incapable of doing much right, Trump's stances on climate change and clean energy still stand out as exceptionally wrong-headed. I'd like to know how Mr. Arkush gets his lights and what kind of a car he drives. But he continues, the U.S. is already suffering from the effects of global warming, and right now we are on course for catastrophic harm as soon as the second half of this century. Boy, oh boy, boy. The science is in. No, the science is in. During the G7 summit, most of that was about climate, right? And the climate agenda. And the climate agenda is very big. It moves hundreds of billions of dollars right now. And it's actually demanding trillions of dollars. In the 90s, the science wasn't settled regarding the numerical values of the effect of human-emitted infrared active gases and particulates. But there's never been any evidence justifying alarm. These guys are alarmists. Today, the science has settled against alarmism because throughout history, the atmospheric concentration of carbon dioxide has been much higher than it is today, or is expected to be in the foreseeable future, yet life thrives. Carbon dioxide is something we exhale, and it is essential for plant growth. The global temperature trends over the last 100 years shows no correlation with carbon dioxide concentration. The alarmist denial of this basic scientific knowledge makes the climate agenda an effective weapon of mass social destruction. And now we have a president who is willing and able to abolish climate alarmism in America today. The only questions are when and how. How about now and entirely? Because there isn't any middle ground on this. Attempts to appease climate alarmists with statements such as, we agree with your concerns, but let us decide on the pace of the actions. That doesn't check them. That strengthens them because we agreed with them. So we have to renounce climate alarmism, and that must include declaring independence from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, a UN entity with an explicit mandate to pervert science and a review of activities that promoted its self-professed authority in this country. This agenda must be renounced for its scientific invalidity. All the economic and political reasons to reject it remain in force, but invoking them tempts European politicians to engage in virtue signaling and ritual scapegoating of the U.S. It's worth remembering what happened with the U.S. and the Kyoto Protocol. It is likely that delegations from some Western countries negotiated the 1997 Kyoto Pact with the assumption that they would not have to sign it. The Senate voted 95-0 against Kyoto long before the conference at which it was finalized, the Byrd-Hagel resolution. And apparently some Western governments did not think much about what they were writing, expecting the U.S. would reject it anyway. Then they would come home and tell their enviros, we did everything you wanted, but those darned Americans derailed negotiations. To everyone's surprise, the American delegation, headed by Al Gore, agreed to the negotiated text. Bill Clinton shelved his copy, something that Parliament-appointed governments of the European and British Commonwealth countries could not afford. They had no practical choice but to submit the pact to their respective parliaments, and the parliaments ratified it. So thus, Western European countries bound themselves to an absurd treaty, comparable only to a mutual suicide pact. The ones that were responsible for this had to explain their actions to the public, so hence, settled science, climate education, and so on. So like a fly in a spider's web, they entangled themselves deeper with each little move they made. Indecision and compromise confuse friend and foe alike, and Trump cannot receive support from the public without making a firm stand, and when he makes it, things will change. A lot of smart people may take a harder look at the science, the purported scientists, and the whole process. I keep hearing about 97% of scientists agree with this, and yet the only person they put forward is Bill Nye, the science guy. Even journalists will come forward and bear witness as to how the green activists pressed them for one-sided coverage. And when the wall of silence is broken and the victims and witnesses feel no fear of retaliation, hundreds will step into this breach. Then whistleblowers will start coming from the ranks of Big Green and other alarm mongers. More many nonprofit corporations, from the Union of Con Scientists to the MacArthur Foundation, who've been supplementing their multi-million incomes with multi-billion endowments with taxpayer money. Some of them also falsely claim charitable status and evaded taxes, usually while advocating tax increases for working men. Certain leftist hedge fund managers took part in bankrupting coal companies and then bought their shares at rock-bottom prices. Investigations and lawsuits will reveal many, many more cases. This is organized crime. We're talking organized crime here, political crime. One of the collateral benefits of climatism renouncement will be realization by many decent but deceived people of the left's nature and agendas, and this will help address other areas like academic decline. But it's not going to fade away. Something receiving hundreds of billions of dollars annually cannot fade away. And very powerful political forces have tied their destiny to climate alarmism. In the U.S., these forces include Big Green, the miseducational complex, and possibly even the Democratic Party per se. Abroad, most of the European political establishment is on the hook. So today they wield a lot of power and they know how to use it. On the other hand, a mere renouncement by the U.S. government would deliver a knockout to climate alarmism. Abandoning the unratified Paris Agreement would be a very small step in the right direction. But that is one we're going to have to take. It's simply a way for more power, more money. It's organized crime with names like senator and representative behind it. Hour number two is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.